Open Field by Phyllis Levin. Forget the comma, the crow said, darting onto another branch. Random joy being his, being mine, being yours, depending on how you look at a branch, which is, after all, something essential for him, for you, for me. His wings no more, no less than the wings of his fellow travelers. His curious, forlorn pecking at what? Pecking for what is new. And isn't that what we want? To be taken out of a sentence into the air, where conversation blossoms into speechlessness, the bosom of belonging, being in rather than on, in being here. But the comma said, how dare you abandon the curl that tells how distinctly different one iota is from another, lifting a note a little higher or lower, casting a shadow over whatever may follow, or making a sudden clearing for the future, letting it tremble, hesitate, sing, announcing how each thing depends on another, touching, resting, going on, dying, and ferreting too, yes, that too. Did you think it impossible to do another thing after arriving? Did you forget the moment, awakening after a dark, dry dot, that jab of ending, a minuscule, well-sounding, no less, no more, than a drop of the sap asleep in winter trees? Did you believe for a split second you could breeze on by or pass such a point without calling out to its source? Oh, said the crow, but didn't you know? I am a drop of the bottomless well. You are a mark in the snow.